Support for this podcast is provided by The Economist, committed to writing about issues that matter and the connections between them. The Economist, see the world differently at newsstands and economist.com.
From Japan to China now, a Chinese pop musician is making waves outside her country. Sa Ding Ding is 25 years old and is sometimes compared to the Icelandic pop diva Bjork. But while Bjork often speaks out to criticize China, Sa Ding Ding is proud to represent her country. The world's April Peavy has today's global hit.
Sa Ding Ding is a musician, not an athlete. But in this Olympic year, she's carrying a torch for China, too. Sa Ding Ding sees herself as a cultural ambassador for China, and she takes that role seriously.
The most important thing for me as a musician is to introduce more Chinese culture to the Western people and to be the bridge of the Western people and the Chinese people.
Sa Ding Ding is well known in China, and she's quickly becoming a sensation in Europe. Last month, Sa Ding Ding picked up a prestigious BBC World Music Award. She's also received invitations to play concerts in Ireland, Hungary, Spain, and Algeria. Sa Ding Ding hopes her biggest engagement this year will be in Beijing, during the Olympic Games. But she's not discussing the details yet.
Everything is not confirmed.
As China's unofficial cultural ambassador, Sa Ding Ding can't avoid getting caught up in Olympics-related controversies right now, like the China-Tibet debate. Sa Ding Ding was in London on the same weekend as the Olympic torch. As pro-Tibet protests started to heat up, the singer told the British press she supports her government's policy toward Tibet. But Sa Ding Ding also says she champions Tibetan culture. Her latest album even has one song in Tibetan. It's called Holy Incense.
Never been to Tibet. So after finishing the album, I made a trip there full time.
Sa Ding Ding says her four trips to Tibet opened her eyes. Before these trips, she regarded Tibet as mysterious and unknown. Sa Ding Ding tends to shy away from the political debate over Tibet. She really doesn't like to answer questions about it. She prefers to talk about her music and all the good things both China and Tibet have to offer. That leaves Sa Ding Ding open to the criticism that she's just a puppet in the hands of the Chinese government. But that's not stopping Sa Ding Ding. She returns to Europe in July. For the world, I'm April Peavy.
The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.